Dr. Patrice Harris, welcome to Rhode Island Public Radio.
Well, thank you for having me.
Tell me why there's a need to create a toolbox for physicians, prescribers, when it comes to opioids.
Well, certainly there is an epidemic when it comes to folks who are overdosing and unfortunately dying from opioid abuse and misuse. And so physicians across this country have come together and in states as well as from a national perspective looked at what we need to do to lead on this issue, to reverse the tide of this epidemic. Clearly, there's no one-size-fits-all approach, and each state will have to come up with the actions and the tools that work best in that state. But clearly, we are beyond the tipping point where we must take decisive action.
Dr. McCants-Katz, there's a lack of training for prescribers around these issues. Is that another reason for the creation of this toolbox?
It is. Medical schools, nursing schools, pharmacy schools, other healthcare professions, when they train their students, they are not required to provide any particular curriculum on pain management or on the treatment of substance use disorders. And so a lot of practitioners really don't get the training and experience that they need while they're in training. And they go into practice unprepared for the kinds of problems that they see with patients who develop severe pain, who have a vulnerability to addiction, and who need treatment for those conditions.
Let's talk about the kinds of instances in which a prescriber might want to pull out this toolbox and consult it. A patient comes in, for example, with chronic pain. Maybe he or she has been on opioids, a high dose, for a long time. What might be in this toolbox to help a primary care provider help that patient?
Patients who have chronic pain and have been on opioids for a period of time are people who are going to continue to need opioids, but sometimes they need some help with what opioids they're taking, how to get them to a more reasonable dose of opioids so that they get better pain management and don't have the side effects of opioids. In this toolbox, what we will do is have resources that are available in the state, pain management resources. So when a primary care provider feels like the patient has gotten to a point where they need a change, but they're not quite sure what to do, they can go to this toolbox and they'll be able to find resources that where they can get assistance. This toolbox will also give them access to some of the national training programs that have mentors associated with them that can help them talk through some of these issues so that they can provide the best care to their patients.
Dr. Patrice Harris, Chair of the Board of the American Medical Association. Doctors are busy. What makes you think that they're going to take the time to reach for a toolbox when it has to do with something many of them have been dealing with for 20 years now, and that is opioid pharmaceuticals?
Well, based on a survey we commissioned at the AMA, physicians are very interested, number one, in leading on this issue, in dealing with this issue, in enhancing their education. They want tools available, but they want tools that are specific to their specialty and their patient population and their practice. And I think that is one of the things that's so critical about this toolbox, because it's not a one-size-fits-all approach. It's not, here's the one thing. So physicians will be able to look at a suite of resources, if you will, and pick the one or two or three that best fits their patient, their practice, and their specialty. And, you know, I think that Rhode Island is likely to be a model for the country in developing this suite of tools.
Dr. Eleanor McCants-Katz with the Rhode Island Department of Behavioral Health Care, Developmental Disabilities, and Hospitals. Tell me, why is Rhode Island a good spot, a fertile spot to try out a toolbox like this?
Rhode Island is a state that unfortunately has experienced the opioid epidemic more severely than many other states in our country. We're very much aware of it. We have a lot of people both within state government and outside of state government who have a lot of expertise in this area and who are very willing to try new and innovative models to assist people that have opioid use disorders. Mm. So this is something that I think our governor became aware of more acutely when she became governor after she was elected, and she has really taken this on and made this a priority for her administration. She's put resources into the issue. She's brought people together who have very forward-thinking about the issues. And so we become, in some ways, a laboratory for the rest of the country.
Certainly the need was here, but also the will to address the problem collaboratively and to put some dollars behind this issue made Rhode Island a great fit and certainly a leader as we continue to address this issue. Mm-hmm.
Where are the areas you think physicians and prescribers are most lacking in terms of training, knowledge, resources when it comes to helping patients with opioid addiction or with chronic pain who might be seeking opioids to help treat that pain?
Well, I would say that would differ with each physician, which again is or makes the issue of having a set of tools all the more relevant. As a psychiatrist, I had training in identifying patients who might be at higher risk of substance use disorder and then really understanding those who really are having issues with substance use disorder. But the primary care physician, the surgeon, they will have different needs. And so each specialty, each physician will have different needs. And again, speaks to the issue of the importance of developing different training opportunities, because there is really no one way to train. It will depend on past history and it would depend on a patient population. The oncologist mm-hmm. who is treating patients with terminal cancer has different training needs. And so I think it's unfortunately no sort of blanket approach as to what the needs are. Right. But what we are clear about is physicians want to be more educated, back to that survey. Mm-hmm. They didn't always know where to go.
And I think that physicians and other practitioners, they learn differently. So one of the things that we're doing in Rhode Island is we present the material in a number of different ways. The toolbox will be a very important resource. It'll be online, available for providers to look at when they have time to do that. And as Dr. Harris said, many, many different types of resources for people to pick from. But we know that just providing information online or even having people sit in a lecture setting, it's not enough usually to change practice. So one of the things that we're also doing in Rhode Island is we're setting up centers of excellence that will treat opioid use disorders and other substance use disorders. And in those settings, we're inviting practitioners in so that they can get hands-on experience and develop skill sets that will allow them to take that back to their practices if they choose to do so. Not all doctors and not all providers will do this, but there will be some who will.
Dr. Eleanor McCants-Katz is Chief Medical Officer for the Rhode Island Department of Behavioral Healthcare, Developmental Disabilities, and Hospitals. Thank you so much for being here. Dr. Patrice Harris is Chair of the Board of the American Medical Association. Thanks so much.
Thank you.